Okay, Rabbi, we're starting a brand new sigya, a gewaltige, beautiful sigya of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kehanim, Daf Yud Dalid Umid Aleph, the Mishnah at the top of the Umid. For the next few blat, the Gemara is going to be Oisik in Yinyune Tumma V'Tahara. Many people get scared when they hear that, oh, yoy, Tumma V'Tahara. Truth of the matter is, it's not difficult at all. It's just challenging because they're not used to learning Tumma V'Tahara on a daily basis. But as you know, the Chazal tell us, in the times of Chizkiya Melech, they went Midon Va'ad Be'esheva V'loi Motzi Tinik V'Tinoikis, that wasn't Buki in Hilchais Tumah V'Tahara. All the kingdom you can't. We certainly can go and learn Tumah V'Tahara. Nishazoi Gifelech. Okay. The key to understanding our Mishnah is that, of course, one can make langa hakdumis, but for our purposes, when it comes to Hilchais Tumah V'Tahara, there's a difference between Chulin, Truma, and Kudishim. Chulin, you start off with the derech klal. All tumas start off with an avatima. The mushal, you have a nevela, you have a sheret, you have a woman, you have a nida, you have a yoldis. Normally, it's all avatimas. That avatima, when it touches something, it becomes a rishon latima. The rishon latima touches something else, it becomes a sheni latima. And by chulin, that's where it stops. The buck stops there. So if you have a sheni latima, and it tries to metama other things, it's a health nish. It's not effective. However, if that next thing is truma, zuntai, then the din of tima goes all the way to a shlishi. And if you're talking about kudishim, it goes all the way to a revi. Aha. Okay. So now our mission is going to tell you what happens if you mix together rishonis with shenis and shlishis. Is that a concern? Yes or no? So it starts with the mission of Chaninas Kana Kehanim Oimer. Miyameim shel kahanim. Already in the good old days of the kahanim, loy nimnu milisroith es abusa shenitma bevladatima, em abusa shenitma biavatima, avol bisha moisifim tima al timusai. So Pchninus Kana Kahanim tells us the following: if you ever have busa kudishim in the base of midrash that became tomei, how did it become tomei? It touched the mushal asheritz and avela, whatever it touched, and it becomes tomei. The halucha is by all kudishim that's tomei, you have to go and burn it. Okay, not burn it chas v'shalom on the mizbeach. They had a special base of deshim where they used to go and burn kabunis that became tomei. So now it says in our mishnah, if you have two types of busa kudishim that became tomei, when I say two types, two different levels of tumah. They didn't go and say, yay, 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 how can I put the two together? They allowed them to be burned together. So how do you have two different levels? You have one busa shenitma bevladatima. Vladatima means a rishoin. The reason why it's called vlad is since the regular tima, the sheretz, the nevela, is an avatima, the thing that touches the avatima, what we call a rishoin, the Mishnah calls a vlad, the father and the son. So there's a Vlad Atimah. By the way, we didn't mention, of course, by Tmei Mes, there is an Aviyah Vois Atimah, but we don't need to get into that at this time. Okay, so anyway, so you have Busa Shenitma B'Vlad Atimah. Since the Busa touched a Vlad, again, a Vlad is a Rishoin, that means the Busa Shenitma becomes a Shiny. So you have now Kudishim, which are a Shiny Latimah. They were not Nimna Lisroif Im HaBosa Shenitma B'Avatimah. That if you have a piece of Busa Kudishim that touched the Avatim, and therefore it became a Rishoin, they were not Moinea from burning the two together. So they allowed for the burning of a Sheini Latima together with a Rishon Latima at one time, and they touched each other, and they were not Nimna. Aval B, Shemoisif and Timah to Musa, even though Lechoiram being Moisif, additional Timah to the Sheini by merging it and burning it together with the Rishon. The Gemara is immediately going to ask, I don't understand what you're talking about. Because even if you take the sheni and you have it burned together with the reshine, nothing's going to happen. Because the sheni touches a reshine, and it touches a reshine, and it touches a reshine, it's still a sheni. Because you always go down a madrega. No such thing as going up, except by mashkin, which we'll talk about later. But normally by ochlin, so fine. I mean, how did this Busa Kodeshim become a Sheni in the first place? I'm sorry?
So he wasn't
Moisif Timah Timah. So, he says in such a succinct, erudite manner that obviously it wasn't Moisif Timah Timusa because it was a Sheni, it touched a Risha and it obliges a Sheni, so nothing happened. So that's going to be the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Teretz is going to be that the Sheni was really not a Sheni, it was really a Shlishi. And therefore the Shlishi, it touches a Rishon. It goes up, it's upgraded one step from Shlishi to Shaini. Oh, and they weren't many, but we have to wait for the Gemara for that. But in the meantime, the Pasha Losh in the Mishnah is he had Busa Shinitma Bivlad. Remember, Vlad is a Rishain. So this Busa that touched should become a Shaini. They allowed it to be burned together with Busa Shinitma Biavatima, which means that that Busa was a Rishain. So they burned together Shaini with a Rishain at one time, even though it's Moisef Tima to Musai, and we already asked, L'chor, it's not Moisef anything. Hoisted Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva went one step further. Now Rabbi Kiva is not talking about Kudishim, he's now talking about Truma. The Omar. We mean Shemen Truma. Shenifsal bit Tvul Yoim. That became Pusel by Tvul Yoim. What's my Tvul Yoim? Tvul Yoim means anybody that became Tumei that only has a Tumas Erev. In other words, as opposed to someone who touched Chas HaShalom a mess, where we have to have the Shlishi and Shvi of the Hazor of the Pura Dima, a normal Tima person touches an Aveila, Tzi Asheret, the person has a din of Tumas Erev. What means Tumas Erev? He has to go to the mikvah during the day, and he waits until Erev Shemesh, and then it becomes nightfall, then he becomes totally, totally Tuhar. But until that period of time that he goes and has the after the mikvah, and before Erev Shemesh, he's called Tvul Yoim. He toiveled during that day, and that day he's now somewhat in a transitional period. So what status does he have? So when he touched the sherets on the nevela, the sherets on the nevela had a status of an avatima. When he touched it, he became a rishon letima. When he toiveled before Erev Shemesh, he becomes a shiny letima. In other words, the tevila has helped 50%. He's not totally tour yet, but at least it has downgraded him from the immense, intense Rishon Letimah. Now he's only a Shein Letimah. Okay, they're fine. So what happens now? This Shein Letimah, if this person is a regular, ordinary Jew, only dealing with Chulin, no problem. Because Chulin doesn't go beyond the Sheini anyway. See, he's a Sheini, so he touches, nothing happens. But if he's a person who's a Koyin, or someone who's handling Truma, and he touches Truma, then the Truma can become a Shlishi. And those are the Mishnah. Lo'inimnum l'hadlikas ha-shemen, shenifsal b'tful yoyim. Remember that Tful yoyim had a status of a Sheini. That Shiny touched the Shem and the Shem became a Shlishi. They weren't Meinea to go and light it b'ner shenitma b'tmei mes. On a ner, on a candlestick or a candelabra, where a menorah, they weren't Meinea to use that Shemen on that ner. Ah, now what was the ner's status? The ner touched a t'mei mes. T'mei mes means not that it touched the mes itself. Ner touched someone who became tame from a mess. Okay. So a person who touched a mess, he becomes an avatima. Okay. So now this ner that touched the avatima becomes now a rishon letima. So I have a ner, which is a rishon letima. I pour into shemen, which is a shlishi letima. Oh, and now it gets upgraded. Until now it was a shlishi. It's going to touch the rishon, it's going to become a shiny. This makes a lot of sense. The Bekiva, Moise Gevaden, that Alpha Bisha Moisevim, Tema Al Temusai, even though the Shlishi is now going to be pushed up one darga to a Shaini, they allowed that no problem.
Why?
Why did they allow it? That's the Chiddush of our Mishnah.
Is there an Issa? It's Issa to be up to make something more.
Efreid Zayigit. So there's a din in the Pusik that it's when it comes to Trima, you have to be careful that it shouldn't become Tomei. In the Pusik, it is a Pusik, which martem as Trumoy Soy, and the more dash of Trumoy Soy, state Trumas Akusimitabre, Echa Trumet Tahir, Echa Trumet Temeya, that even Trumet Temeya you have to hold Bikedusha. So what would be Bikedusha? Luchoyre, not to make it more Tamei. By Trumet Temeya, there's no din of Sreifa, the Koyin can go and use it for Lecht. For instance, you have this Shemen Temeya, it's not that you have to go and burn it outside somewhere, Chitzpa Machna, Beis Hadesh, or whatever. No. He can use it for Neiris, like our Mishnah says. He can use it and have anur. He can't go and eat it because it's tamei, but you'll have anur from it. So now the point is, he is making it from a shlishi to a shaini. I would think you're over on the din of a shmartim that you have to make a special shmira for truma tamei. Kamashim, no, because anyway, whether it's a shlishi or a shayni or a rishon, what are you going to use the shemen for? For burning. Burning meaning for either to make lights or to go and use for bishul, not to eat, but you'll have a not. So it doesn't make a difference whether it's a shlishi or a shayni. And that's the chiddush of Rav Akiva.
Is there any chiddush in the rishon shayni, or there's no chiddush in the rishon shayni? Is there something in the rishon shayni, shlishi?
Only in the nafkimin is legabi hustling or tamah others, spreading the tumah.
So it's making it more tumah.
Exactly. That's the chiddush of Rav Akiva. So kedai tachamina, there will be an issa.
It's making it more. For instance, a person can become tamah achol mashpul.
Correct.
Right. So. But and ochlim mashkin not matam anything anymore.
Ochlim can be matam mashkin. Mashkin can be matam ochlim. As far as oichel matam oichel, the Gemara is going to tell us that it's a machloikis. You're alti minatay. Rashi brings all the psikim to that.
So in other words, there is a chilik of rishon shani in minatay also. But there is a chilik.
The chilik got to be spreading the tumah to something else, but it itself has the same tumah. Nothing happens. Nothing changes. If it doesn't touch anything else, it's tumah yikra. I'm sorry.
Rishon shani is
exactly 100%. It's only when it gets into contact with something.
The only nafkamin is got to be being tumah something else. So this is the minatay.
100%. Exactly right. So sol kedai techem nebi for Rabbi Kiva, that since it's a din of shmira, that you're not allowed to even truma tameya, you're not allowed to go and stam, you gotta have to make a shmira. Maybe you're not allowed to make a shlishi, become a sheni, you shouldn't become a rish. No, maybe you're nishkanishkana. Not a problem.
You said before that the Gemara says Sazan at the end by Shaman, by the first case.
Yeah.
The Gemara says Sazan, that's also ready, it's also being moistened to Malta Musa, but there's no chidish in Hosra.
Ah, so the Gemara is going to ask you, Mamish should be also mechavin to the Gemara. The Gemara asks, what is Rabbi Kiva Moisef to Rabbi Chanina? But we have to, let's go through the Gemara and then we'll understand better what the Kash is, what the Teretz is. So we affect Zayas Eget. Now, how do we get into this sugi in the first place? After all, our Mesechta is not in Taharis. It's in Psuchim, it's in Moed. So we're having a Yontif over here with the Tumah v'Tahara. How does it come in? Zok the Gemara, Omer Mishnah Vaita, Omer Meir. Midivreim lamanu, from what we just learned, the Gemara is going to say which midivreim. Are we talking about Rabbi Chanina? Are we talking about Rabbi Kiva? Midivreim lamanu shesorven truma tahoira imatameya bePesach. We say bePesach. We don't mean Pesach itself. We mean right before Pesach. In other words, on Erev Yontif in the fifth, sixth hour. In other words, 11:30, 12 before 12 o'clock, before Chatzos, when we're supposed to do Bir Chomet. So now I have truma tahoira. And I have truma tameya. The truma tahoira at 12 o'clock is going to become now osir b'hano'o anyway. After the fifth hour midrabanan, you're not allowed to eat it anyway. So therefore, says Rameir, doesn't matter that you make one fire and you burn the truma tahoira in the truma tameya, even though you're not allowed to metame truma tahoira. But here, in a minute later, anyway, it's going to be burned. And it's going to be burned to a crisp. Ishanishkan afkimina, you're allowed to go and mix the tahoira with the tameya together. From Midivrayim, from the previously Mutim. That's what Rameya said. Rabbi Yossi was not impressed. Rabbi Yossi, Eini Amida, how can you go and compare one to the other? Meaning, all we established previously in the Mishnah was that if you had something which was Tomei, Ashlishi, Tashaini, you can upgrade it and make it a Rishon. Okay, dus v'shtayachtach. Because you're really not doing anything different to this item. It was Tomei before, it's Tomei Vaita. Only the guy be spreading Tumah to something else. However, if you're talking about Tumah Tehoira, Tehoira Chashishol, Tehishmaratim, you have to be careful of Tumah. You're not allowed to make it Tomei. Even though it's only going to be Tomei for 1 minute, because in a minute later it's going to be burned to a crisp. But even so, and that's the Svur of Rabbi Yossi, as we'll see in the Morim Yachem tomorrow. And Rabbi Yossi continues on. Even though Rabbi Blazer and Rabbi Shia have a machloikis legabe mixing truma tluya in truma temeya, tluya is a suffix, whether it's tamei or tar. So we'll see in the mission another line is a machloikis whether or not you're allowed to burn the two together. But avada by truma tahoira and truma temeya, they both agree. Shesar v'zuli atzma, zuli atzma. Each one has to be independent on its own. You're not allowed to mix the two. Now it'll be metame truma tohira. So amanech kuvuzio the machlekes. Ala tluya val tameya. Tluya means again that it was a suffix. Shablaze oimet to serve zula atzma zula atzma. Ribshe oimer shteyen ki achas. What's the sword of blazer zuli atzma says the Gemara? Because what happens if Eliyahu Novi were to come down and he were to tell us that the tluya is tohira? How can you go and mix tohira and tameya? Chuli levachas. Rabbi Shia says. And since he's not here, And what do you do with Truma Taluya? You act as if it's Truma Tameh. You're not allowed to eat it. You're only allowed to have a nu. It's a masa. Bottom line is, Taluya and Tameh has the same status, and you can mix them together. Shtein kachas. Okay.
So what,
they hear at the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, "Moidim Blazer Rabbi Shia." Who is the Blazer Rabbi Shia? Amanach leki al tliv al tamei. Sher Blazer Oimer. Rabbi Shia Oimer. So you see, here's the machlokes. So Rabbi Yossi is just introducing. It's a little bit out of order. A mikta mich batoyre. That what the machlokes in Mishnah only quotes a line later, but he's saying even though they have a machlokes, that machlokes only got be truma teluya im truma tamei. But Truma Tehoira and Truma Temeya, holy, there's no machloikis, everybody agrees. Zuli Atzma, the Zuli Atzma. Good. Zukiman. We started off the Mishnah. Remember, again, what was the case of the Mishnah? We had Busar, Shenitma.
I'm sorry, what's the difference? Why Tliya Temeya?
Yeah.
It's better than Tehoira and Temeya.
Because Tliya is at least a 50-50 chance, and it's Tumay.
He may be over this. If Whistle is a laugh, right? Yeah. Running around is a laugh.
Mm-hmm. Remember, we're talking about Sreifa and Er Paisa. We don't mean throughout the year.
I understand. Okay, first of all, in Reza Shia, maybe it's not like that. Maybe Tliya Temeya doesn't make it to Er Paisa either.
Konzain, Mitch and the Gemara really is going to talk more about it tomorrow.
What's the cycle? In case we're talking about Nisalav and according to where we're talking about over here, Moidim, Josie, Elza, Annie, Minamida, Samara, there's Nisalav to burn Termatoid and Termatomaya.
Right.
So why is Taliyah better? I mean, Taliyah is a Sufik also. It's a Sufik. It's only a Sufik.
What happens if you have a Sufik of Termatoid with a Tumia too, you go to the roof? What does he say? It's Tluya, you have to be noyig as if it is Temeya. You have to be noyig, you have to be mach. So once you're noyig that it's Temeya, one of the two mandi. I'm sorry?
If you're noyig both, I mean, it's noyig Temeya, then you can't eat it. It may be Temeya, but it's not noyig.
The mice are a blaze, how pink does it be? The blaze looks like a tursi.
In fact,
in the new Oiz Vahuda Gemuris, it states a blaze, or even Bishem Reb Yosef, that to serve Zila Atzah, Zila Atzma, each one is separately, because this is Taka Tluya, as it then you have to be machmer both ways, and Taka has a Dev Toira, and Dev Tamei. Our old Gemuris don't have it yet. But Bishia says, Shtinka Achasna, you put the two together, because even though this Taka Sufik.
It's a Sufik Deraisa.
So what?
It's Luis's
Michael.
So it's Luis. On what basis? It's a Sufik Deraisa. On what basis?
Okay, Mitch and tomorrow. Well, let's wait for tomorrow because tomorrow we have episodes with Ibn of Morgan. Oh, I'm getting out of the line. The Tzimun of Toyra's Givaldik, but episode in Ibn of Morgan. Anyway. We start off the Mishnah Nochamul. Reb Chanin is kind of Kehanim. What happened? May Mayim like Kehanim like Nimnum Lisoif Esa Basar Shenitma Bevlada Tuma. Remember, Vlada Tuma means that it's a Rishoin. Basar Shenitma with that Vlad becomes a Shani. Look at the Gemara. Mechti Busa Shenitma Vlada Tuma May Hava. What status does it have? A Shani. Now, what does the Mishnah continue on? They used to burn it together with Busar Shenitma Bi'av Hatimah. What was the status of Busar Shenitma Bi'av Hatimah? Av Hatimah Zachan Av. Busar that became Tommy through an Av becomes a Rishoin. So Timor Kisuruf Le Bahadi Busar Shenitma Bi'av Hatimah May Hava. If you're taking a Shani and you are burning it together with a Rishoin, what happens? Says the Gemara, nothing happens because the shiny continues to touch a reshine and becomes more shiny and more shiny. Sveta shiny yid, a shiny shtickle gudishim. But that's it. My have shiny, 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 shiny. So what's my color ash? Vuzuk Reb Chanina, my only nimni, even though it's moist of Timat Musa. It's not moist of anything. It was previously a shiny. Now it touches a reshine and becomes weiter a shiny and weiter a shiny. My moist of Timat Musa. Even though the Mishnah used the expression Shnitma Bivladatima, Vlad means a Rishon, a child. Really what we mean is a grandchild. A Vlad of a Vlad. What means a Vlad of a Vlad? That this Busa touched a Shiny, right? The Vlad is a Rishon. Vlad means it's a Shiny. So this Busa Shnitma by touching a Shiny. So what does the Busa become, Rav Moshe Shmuel? It becomes a shlishi. Tavalei shlishi. Oh, the more zok to salei. Mamishim mecham simur. Tavalei shlishi. Aha. V'kasava on the chiddush of Rav Chanina's kana kanim is that shlishi mitzvah asoy sheni, that shlishi can be upgraded from shlishi up to sheni. How does it become upgraded up to sheni? Because if you take the shlishi and you're going to burn it together with a rishon, when the rishon touches the shlishi, it's going to be upgraded to a sheni. How can you do that? So is the chiddush of Chanina. You're allowed to do it. You're allowed to upgrade a shlishi to a sheni. No problem. Great Timura. I have now a problem with the details. What are the details? But in oichel matama oichel, oichlin cannot be tama oichlin. Oichlin can be matama mashkin. Mashkin can be matama oichlin, but oichel cannot be matama oichel minatoyra. How do I know? The science to do a brayser. Yochli oichel matama oichel. I would think one item of food can be matama another item of food. Tama loymer the chiyutan mayim al zera benafel minivlosim olav tamehu. This is the pasuk that we always learn for Hilchos Hechsher Tima. What means Hechsher Tima? Regular oichlin cannot be makabel tima unless they become mukhshir lekabel tima. How do they become mukhshir lekabel tima? That one of the seven mashkuis fell on that. Normally we talk about water because that's what's matzui. But anyway, when one of the yad shachadam, one of the seven mashkuis falls on it. V'chiyutan mayim, of course, since it says yutan, dumi dihitain, unavuv, everybody knows it's got to be the nichalei, not stam that water fell on it, but he was happy the water fell on it, right? Nichalei. Then that's the drasha v'chiyutan mayim. Zera, zera means over here a machol. Zera literally means seeds, but lav dafka seeds. It means any type of food item. The novel mitzvos of olav after became mukshul kambotuma. Nevela touched it. Ay, ay, ay. You had now two things that happened to this food item. Number one, it became mukshul kambotuma. Number two, the actual tuma, the nevela fell on it. Tomei hu, it becomes tomei. Now the Gemara is going to be medayik. What is the tomei hu? Tomei. What is the who? Was that one the who? Who tomei? Telling you that the who stays in it. It doesn't spread to another one, which is kimoyu. Kiyoitzabai. What means another kiyoitzabai? Yeah. Another food item. So if you took this food item that became tomei, and tomei, and it touches another food item, it does not spread the tuma. So how does it say in our Mishnah? An oichel can metame an oichel. That's the Gemara's kasha. It's only oichel by the Amalei Shonel bechulin. I'm betrum the kochim oisa ki yoitze boy. Says Abaye, the rule that you just learned now is 100% true. But you're missing one fact. And that is that this rule only applies to chulin. One chulin becomes tame, touches another chulin, gunish, nothing happened. But what happens if Truma touches Truma, Kudishim touch Kudishim, etc. And Oichel can be Metam and Oichel. And since our Mishnah is talking about Kudishim, one piece of Kudishim touch another piece of Kudishim, it can be Metam. Ulrav Ada Barahava Mishmei Derova Nami, the Omele Shonel Chulin Utruma, Al Bekudishim Oiseki Oitzeben, is also Shapir. Another is Rav Ada Barahava, slightly different than what Abaye said. Abaye said that one is one oichel, not metamin, another oichel. That's dafka by chulin. But by truma and kodshim, one can be metamin the other. That was good. Now Rav Ada Barahava says the same. He goes off one and he says that the halacha of not one oichel, not being metamin, another oichel is not only by chulin, but even by truma. By kudishim, he's also masking that one kudishim can metamin another. Oichel. That is the chal tzayi gid because our mishnah talking about kudushim. Avle raven a mishmei the rov of the omer. Mikra mole dibra kosev. Mikra mole means that this pasuk doesn't make any distinctions or differentiations. In that mishnah, in that pasuk of chiyutan mayim al zera, it doesn't say chulin, it doesn't say truma, it doesn't say kachim. It just says food. If water touches food and the veiler touches it, it becomes tamei. And therefore, lo ishna chulin, lo ishna truma, lo ishna kachim. Because our Mishnah is talking crystal clearly about oichel touching oichel, and it becomes tamei. Everything more on my skin and the ika mashkin bahade busar to come to tamei machmas mashkin. The Buddha is telling us that one of the two busars had mashke on top of it, and now when that busa touched the other busa, the mashke went from busa 1 to busa 2. So even though an oichel cannot be metame an oichel, but a mashke can be metame another oichel. So then we're okay now. So the first busa that was a busa of a rishon wasn't just busa kudishim. It had water on top of it. They rinsed it, and that water now also has the same status as the busa. It's all one shtick. So now it's also a rishon. And now what happened to it? It goes and touches the other shtickel kudishim, which was a shlishi. So it's not that Basar touches Basar. It's the water on Basar number one that touches Basar number two, and it's a machka that's metama the oichel. But the Gemara immediately says that that's a big doichik teretz, because the chiddush of our Mishnah is one busa touched another busa. Where does it say anything about mashke over here? Feiti mori hachi, I am a busa shenitma bi'avatima, am a busa v'amashkin shenitmi bi'avatima bi'boile. In fact, you can leave out the busa altogether, because the busa is lav davke, it's all Malav loy moir. The ikar is that busa number two touched the mashkin number one. It's really busa number three touched the mashkin number one. Makes no difference that it touched the busa. Yo, Nish, tell me that it was inside a plastic dish. It was in gold. It was in silver. It was an afkimina. Ikar is that mashkin touched the oichel. Who cares that it was busa? What's going on? Zuki Mara, you're right. Forget about it. That teretz falls away. Even though one oichel cannot be metam another oichel min atoira, because of the pusik tamei who tamei ve'enai oisa ki yoytzeboy, doesn't min atoira midrabanan, one oichel can be metam another oichel. That's what the chiddush of Rabbi Chanina's Kana Kehanim is. That I had an oichel of kudishim which was a rishon, an oichel of kudishim which was a shlishi. The rishon touched the shlishi, even though min atoira there would be nothing happened. But midrabanan it becomes now upgraded from shlishi to shiny shehoisif tuma al tumasei.
Say. Right.
Yeah, so kumtois, exactly. That's what we're talking about. Even though you're right, they normally say ancient was for migdash. Sorry, Nachum?
They didn't hold back on bread.
Exactly. So that's his chiddush. He's saying it's even though normally say ancient was from English, and therefore I shouldn't have to be concerned about Rabbanan. Here we're telling you that Oichel would be metame another Oichel mid Rabbanan, but the Beis HaMikdash says that we don't care. But the chiddush not so much on that. Maybe that's part of the chiddush too. But the Iker chiddush is that even though it was upgraded from Shlishi to Hashayni, that didn't bother us to merge the two together at one time. Okay. Now the next case after Rabbi Chanina was Rabbi Akiva. Now, what was Rabbi Kiva's case? Zuti Mar Hoisev Rabbi Kiva Miyameim Shel Kehanim Miyameim Shel Kehanim Leinimna Milhatik. So Mechti. So now we analyze the case of Rabbi Kiva. Mechti Shemen Shenifsal Bitful Yoim Mayi. Remember what did he say in our Mishnah? He had Shemen of Truma that touched a Tful Yoim, and we already explained before that a Tful Yoim has the status of a Sheni Lituma. This whole status is only very short lived. Because the person could have toiveled 5 minutes before Shkia. Now you wait until after Shkia, until after it's Chavim, an hour later, whatever. Boom, now the person is Tohor Ligamri. During that short window, that person was a Sheni Lutumah. So now this Sheni Lutumah touches the Shemen. What do you think the Shemen is going to become? It's going to become a Shlishi Lutumah, right? Maskim Rebeinach. So now the Shemen, Shenivz L'Tzvul Yoyim, becomes a Shlishi. My have a Shlishi. Say, Sigmor Zuktachalei. Now we put this shemen into a ner, and that ner was nitma b'tmei mes. Now remember, tmei mes is not the mes itself. The mes itself is doch an avi avois hatumah. Good. The tmei mes, the person that touched the mes, becomes an avatimah. The ner that touched the avatimah becomes a rishon latimah. So I'm pouring shlishi shemen into a ner of a rishon. What's going to happen now with that shlishi? It's upgraded to a sheni. Ah, so that's the same case as the first case in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hoisim Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva was Moisim. What is he Moisim? The first case in the Mishnah was a shlishi met a rishon. The second case also a shlishi met a rishon. It was an afkimina. There's shlishi met a rishon. There's shlishi. It's a chesel bazaar. Right? It's a good kefrei. Right? It's not. What happens? It becomes upgraded to a shiny. So my kamashula shlishi mitla so it's a shiny. It's the exact same case of Rabbi Chanina. In my mission, Rabbi says that's kasha already half an hour ago. Rabbi Yosef, can I know a Talmudic mind? Can I know? I'm afraid to ignore it.
Let's start.
I mean, for 7 years zurück. Und nicht jeder an Gedenkt. Ihr denkt nicht, was ich gelegt nächten. Ihr gedenkt doch keine Haare. Okay. Anyway, so if it would just say, V'oid Umar Rabbi Kiva, so Rabbi Kiva is just giving another example. Schau, noch ein example. Mach mir Schaus. You know, it's not the first time Schaus. Aber steht doch, Heusef Rabbi Kiva. Heusef meint, I like to see, so Heusef. What's Heusef? Here's a Shlishi mit Arishan. Here's a Shlishi mit Arishan. Same case. Amr of Yidah Hachem and Neishon, Matchis Oskinon, oh ha ha, nein, 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 Rabbi Isai, a ganz handere case, the Ner touch taka et me mess. But what was the Ner made out of? We didn't say until now. Now, normally, remember back in Masech the Shabbos, the Neiris were made out of Kli Cheres. People were not wealthy in those days, and they didn't have fenty, schmenty metal. Today we all have silver menoiris. That wasn't the case. They were made out of Cheres, B'derech Klal. In fact, there's a Gan Sishmiz in Masech the Shabbos, where that after you've used it already one time, it should be Mitzah Mach Mesmias, because there's no way of cleaning out the Shemen from this Neir Shel Cheres, so that Eingesabt becomes absorbs all of this Shemen. But anyway, so the Gemara thought that originally a Ner Shel Kli Cheres. We'll talk about that more later. But in the meantime, the Gemara said, no, no, no. We're talking about a fancy schmancy Ner Shel Matches, a Zilme Menoira, or a Kappa Menoira. Okay, so what is, who cares? The Rachmona Omar, Shteter Bajas Rikas, Bachalal Cherev, or the Meis, or the Etzim Odom, or the Kover. What's the Lashon Bachalal Cherev? Talking about a person that died. He died the Cherev. What's the Bachalal Cherev? What does Imar mean to say? Chalal Cherev is an exception to the normal rule of Tumah. Throughout Tumah V'Tahara, throughout Shas, we always think of that the Mashpia is always one higher than the Mushpa. In other words, the Matame, Lamushal, is an Av. It touches something else, it goes down a Madrega to a Rishon. Rishon touches something else, it becomes a Shainish, it becomes a Shlishi, it becomes a Revi. But normally it doesn't stay on the same level. We'll see, by the way, by Mashkin Midrabunan, it goes Lamafreya. In other words, you can have a Sheni and it'll be upgraded to a Rishon. That's not normally the case. Normally, everything goes down a Madrig. Where is an exception to the rule in this din of Chal Cherev Hari Kemes? Then what's Chal Cherev Hari Kemes? What happens if Chalila V'chas? Someone kills somebody else. And by the way, this is Lav Dafka Ayid, even if one kills a Goy. When kills a goy, the goy is an avi avoisa tima. Kuli alma moida that even a goy is metama tumas maga and tumas masa. It's only the machloikas that gabi tumas oil. Even there, the rabbanon hold that there's the same tumas oil even by a goy. It's Reb Shimon that holds that there's no din of tumas oil by a goy. But at tzayni tzay marisi udem atem atem kriim udem ve'ein akem kriim udem. Okay, but that's nothing to do with us. So now, what happens if I have a cherev? And the cherev chas v'shalom and killed someone. Now that person, of course, an avi avoisa tima. L'choira, I should say that the cherev now becomes an ava tima. And the answer is no. That cherev also becomes an avi avoisa tima. And that is a big, big chumrah. Why is it a big chumrah? Because normally most timis, maximum you have to do is you go to the mikveh. Sometimes you also have to go and do metayyeh begodim, all to the mikveh. Okay, mikveh, nishkefelach. Go to mikveh. You wait until night. You wait until night. Nishkefelach. What happens if you touch a meschas v'sholem? Then the person has shlishi shvi. You have poradum. But not only when I go and touch the mes itself. If I touched a piece of matches that touched the mes, since that matches also gets the status of avoisa tuma, if I touch it, then I become an avatuma. I have to have shlishi shvi. I have to hold the whole hazur. But if it wasn't a kli matches, it would have been another kli. Then that kli would have had a status of an avatuma, and I touch it, I become a risha. And a risha, then I don't have to have shlishi shvi. I only have to have the din of going to the mikvah. Okay, so that's very important. But now, this cherev hari kechulo, people are under the impression.
This is Pasha.
I mean, the Gabe, the Midyan.
The Kalem.
But you're right, in addition to that, you have to toibel as well. Ask him. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara, the Gemara says now that cherev hari kechulo. So, push up shalom, until now we were talking about that the cherev touched the mess itself. What about instead of the cherev touching the mess? The cherev touched a tmei mes. What's heißt a tmei mes? Nebuchadnezzar is gestorben, and then Yankel touched that mes. That Yankel becomes now an avatim. If he, Yankel, the avatim, touches now the table, the table may be pshita kliyet, but he touches another person or kalim, then they will all become rishon l'tumas. But what happens if this yankel who was an abatima touched a cherev or any kli matches or a ner, then it also becomes an avatima just like him. It doesn't get downgraded, it doesn't go down a madrega, it stays on the same madrega. So therefore, getting back to our Mishnah now, since the ner was matches and it became tamei through a tamei mes. Tamei mes means someone who touched a mes, and therefore he is an avatima. Now the ner also becomes an avatima. So if I pour now shemen into that ner of avatima, what's going to happen to that shemen? It's going to be upgraded to a rishon l'tima. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Exactly. I guess to think in terms of your economy, you're upgraded to business class and then to first class. Zelbedach over here. Reb Chanina said you started off with the economy class, that it was a shlishi. It touches a rishon, it gets upgraded to a shiny. Now it's a business class. Shaino. I go one step further, that if it touches an avatim, it'll get upgraded not only to sheni, it'll get upgraded to a rishon, first class. Wow, two madrigas. That's a hoisufa, right? We're not just going from shlishi to sheni, we're going from sheni to rishon. You don't like it? I mean, you can't be oil on it. If you go there, you'll see it's very uplifting. But anyway, Lamasa Rav Akiva says, I hoisufa, not only shlishi can get to a sheni, I can burn the two together, even though the shlishi is going to become a rishon. Now, here we're not talking about burning, here we're talking about using the shemen for halachically mutter purposes, permissible purposes. You're allowed to go and burn shemen, truma, shenitma'a, for the benefit of the kahanim, for eating or for light, or for bishul, or for heating, that you're allowed to do. You're allowed to have hanoah from truma shenitma, and says Agimur, you're allowed to go and uplift it, upgrade it from a shlishi up to a rishon. Sayyid.
Just curiosity, why could the Kiva say a big yichidish for that matter?
Sorry, Nachlo?
Why could the Kiva say a big yichidish for that matter?
That's what?
They touched the clay matches, they touched the mess.
In other words, not a clay matches, they touched a tmei mess, a clay matches, they touched an aviyah voice tima. So you want to go and. The question is, can this become an avatima? Can it become an avatima? Chodiyah. Maybe they didn't have such cases.
The point he was trying to make, I guess, is that it's not a problem being wasted through other Musa.
Right. I mean, theoretically, you're right. Maybe on a practical level, maybe it never happened. At the Tzilta Hamas, I remember, maybe they didn't have Neirois. What's the likelihood that a Neir is going to go and touch a dead body? That a person should touch a dead body, the Chevra Kedisha is busy, you know, collecting the Nebuch the mess, and that person then touched the Ner, and the Ner becomes now a Rishon L'tima. But to go and say the Ner touched the body itself, that's probably more remote. Anyway, beginning.
What is this? Is that the actual case of Cherev? Because Cherev was the same thing.
Exactly, my mask.
Yes.
But you don't normally light Shemen on top of a Cherev. You light shemen on top of a ner. So now how did the ner get in touch? The cherev touched the dead body. That's how the dead body got dead in the first place. But how did the ner touch the dead body? That's probably a little bit
the
more.
The normal case of cherev is a cherev, not a matzkes altogether. The normal case of cherev is a cherev, not a matzkes. Obviously, Chazal said, when the Tchumim say cherev, they mean matzkes also.
He's matzkes.
And the same thing, Chazal say that when...
I'm agreeing with you, I'm just
and
saying.
The same thing Chazal say when it touches the avatima, it touches the matzkes.
The same
thing.
Same level.
Bottom line is, there's no chashash, no matter how tummy you make it.
That's what both.
Only something's tore and you make it.
Exactly.
That's
why Rabbi Yossi was so angry at Rameyah, that Rameyah said, in the Devrayim, you can mix Tumat Tahoyra in Metameyah. Who knew? Where do we have Tumat?
Unless you can have a case of a Ravi. That would be upgraded to three levels.
Okay. And yet, maybe we'll still have. We still got a couple more blocks to go.
Maybe that's not a problem.
Maybe not.
I mean, we got a couple more blocks to go. We're not finished.
The problem is, Chashash said it's going to make something that was. That's what Rashi threw in here. Then. I'm an aloe.
Yeah, yep.
The oil v'yesh tum aloe. Yes. Right.
Mutalaisa
v'yadayim.
Exactly.
The whole thing is a Chashash of something that's tor.
Exactly. Tor, you're now going to go make tummy. Which is tummy alas. The chiddush of the Mishnah. Tummy, you're allowed to upgrade to higher tummy.
That's right. Not a problem. What the difference is.
Okay, so now...
Looked at you like I'm crazy for asking your question.
No, you're doing beautifully.
No, I didn't say you're crazy. I'm saying give it a chance. You just said 2 words that I'm a fight.
Rav Moshe Shmuel, he looks at you with envy, that you're mechavan to all the Gemara's kashas and all this envy.
Now you get carried away.
Anyway, getting back to Agamemnon.
I wasn't carried away.
Remember, who gave this teretz? We're talking about Neshul Machlis. This was Rav Yehida's teretz. And Rav Yehida came to give this teretz to the emperor and the kasha that we had. What was the hoisufa of Rav Akiva in addition to Reb Chanina? Reb Chanina tochshen gezukt that you can upgrade a shlishi to a sheni. So says the choyer the same thing, Reb Akiva, shlishi to a sheni. So the teretz was, it wasn't a shlishi to a sheni, it's a shlishi all the way to a rishai. Oh, that's a great sechidish. Therefore, so Timura may toichit Rav Yehida lo oikme b'ner shel matchis. In other words, like Pushit, like they had in the Tzatn of Chazal, and like we thought originally before the Gemara introduces Neshul Matchis, let us know about Neshul Cheres. Umay Hoysa, are you going to ask what's the Hisufa? Tilihusam Tomei Betomei, Vilohocha Posel Poselu Tomei. Freit and Eisen Akash. What the Gemara is saying is, I can teach the Hoysufa of Rabbi Kiva differently. Not a quantitative Tumah, a quantitative upgrade from 3 to 2 or 2 to 1, but a qualitative type of upgrade. What do we mean a qualitative upgrade? Let's think about this for a moment. Remember we said before, Chulin only goes to L'Sheni. No such thing as a Shlishi B'Chul. Truma goes to L'Shlishi, and Kudushim goes to L'Revi. Aha, Zayig. Okay, so in the first case of B'Chanina, we had that we started off with a Shlishi. So Shlishi by Kudushim. Does it have the power to make other things Tamei? The answer is yes. You all just said now, Shlishi can make a Revi. So now when I took the Shlishi, I let it touch a Rishon, it gets upgraded to a Sheini, so it can continue to being Metame. Previously it could be Metame al Shlishi, it can be Metame Revi. Now it gets upgraded to a Sheini, it can continue, not only continue it, now we expand its universe of being able to transmit Tumah. Since it's a Shiny, it can make Shlishi, it can make Revit. Fine. Good. But it was a transmitter until now, and we just continued the transmission and upgraded. Let's talk about Tumah now. By Tumah, we started off with Ner, not with Ner, with Shemen, that touched a Tvul Yoyim. So we said Tvul Yoyim as a din of a Shiny, so therefore the Shemen has the status of a Shlishi. Can the Tumma Dika Truma, which is a Shlishi, can it transmit Tumma? The answer is no, because the Tumma stops at level Shlishi. Now, by having it touch and be burned together with a Rishon, I'm now upgrading it from a Shlishi to a Sheini. Can a Sheini transmit Tumma? The answer is yes. Ah, so that's the Hoysofa of Rabbi Kiva. I'm not making Hoysofa from Shlishi to Sheini. Both cases are Shlishi Sheini, Shlishi Sheini. I don't have to come on to the Teretz, Metamas, Metmatches, Chelvar Kicholol, and then make it from Shlishi to a Rishon. No, the second case is all to Shlishi to a Sheini. So what's the Hoysofa? The Hoysofa is so Kedai Techamina. When did Chazal and the Kehanim allow for putting together Shlishi Meta Sheini? When both the Shlishi and Sheini are both Metamim. Anyway, they are transmitters of Tumah. Okay, so I added to the transmitter, I upgraded it. But they're both transmitters, Meikara. Masha'en came by Truma, where the Shlishi is not a transmitter of Tumah, because the Tumah stops there, the buck stops there, it doesn't go weiter. Now I'm being malit to a Sheini. No, I'm making it into a transmitter of Tumah. That's the Yisufa, the qualitative change. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda give that Teretz? V'chedet chagim all the Teretz. Freik the Gemara. My doich, the Rabbi Yehuda ukmei neshul matchas. Noigmei neshul cheres. And my Hoysa, what's the Hoysa? The Lehusam, in the case of the Reisha by the Kudishim, previously Tamei, and it could transmit Tumah. Vitamei, and it remains a transmitter of Tumah. In fact, it's an enhanced transmitter of Tumah. But it's a transmitter, it was before, and it continues to be. Vilahalcha, here originally it itself was possible, but it could not be Metamei others, because it was a Shlishi. Stopped. That's it. It wasn't a transmitter. Vitame, and now you're upgrading it to be Metame other. Oi, this is a Chai Sofa. Gewaldig Chai Sofa. So we don't have to talk about Matchis. Omer Rava Masizik Hashisa. I'll tell you why Rav Yehuda had to say we're talking about Nershul Matchis. Because my ear you the Tony, Nersh Nitma Betmei Mes. Nisni Shen Nitma Besharet. In other words, Mishnah says, I took the Shemen and I poured it into a Ner Shnitma B'Tmei Mes. And we said already, T'mei Mes has the status of an avatuma. We're not talking about the mess itself. The tamei mess is an avatuma. Aha. So the nair touched an avatuma, and it became a rishon l'tuma. Right? We're not talking about cherbari kachol. Just cherbari. Because if it's metal, it's high. Forget about that. So now it touched its way. Mess to mess is an av. It becomes a rishon. Tell me, is that the only case you can find of something touching an av? Talking about that the nair touched a dead sheretz. It touched on a veila, it touched on nida, it touched on mitzayra, it touched on yeledes, it touched on zav, it touched on zava. You have countless cases of avatumas. Vos epis, why are we messing around with a tamei mess? We could be talking about any other avatima. Nisni shenitma b'sheretz, or b'neveila. Ela ezeu dovish chaluka tumasay bein tumas mess l'sheret. Where do we find any detail where there's a difference between tumas mess and sheret, or nevela or the others? Have you ever matris? Ah, by the fact that the Mishnah talks about tumi mess, the Mishnah is giving us a clue. We're not talking about stam touching an avatim, because just to touch an avatim, the Mishnah could say it touched an avatim, any avatim, sheret, nevela. What's happens to me mess? Mushduch sein Tamei Mess has a quality that the others don't have. So what's the quality that it has? That Tamei Mess, it can be metame the nair to be kamoyu say kamoyu. That it shouldn't go down a madrega, it should be in the same, but not by cheres. Oh, talk about matchas. Oh. If it's a nair shal matchas, you have a silver menorah, and the person who was Tamei Mess, who was an avatima, touched that menorah, then the menorah itself becomes an avatima, not a rishon l'tima. Oh, zayigit, that's why he told us that the nair itself was an avatima, and therefore the upgrade was not from shlishi to shiny, but shlishi all the way to a rishon. Oh, those are the hoisafa of Rebbe Akiva.
Wasn't it even talking about a mice shoyu kafa? Wasn't it, that was
the
case over there?
Yeah, but Rav Yehuda wasn't present at the time of Akiva. Rav Yehuda is the Chanamoyre. So now Rav Yehuda is trying to analyze what was Rebbe Akiva's case. So Rav Yehuda says it must be talking about it was Klisho Machas. Now they didn't have a YouTube or a video showing what happened. So what he's trying to analyze, he's saying probably Nesha Machas. So Freita Dimura, why do you have to say Nesha Machas? You're talking about Nesha Cheres like you thought in the half a minute. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is not that it goes from Shlishi to a Rishon, it goes to a Shlishi to a Shaini, but in the case of the Kudishim, you had a transmitter and now it becomes an enhanced transmitter. In the case of the Truma, it wasn't the transmitter at all and it becomes a transmitter, and that's the Hoysofa. So why didn't review the Zet sign the case of Mishnah that way? Says the Gemara, because if that's the case, let the Mishnah talk about a Ner Shenitma be Avatoma. Why does it say Ner Shenitma be Tamei Mes? Is the Chayra Rai? We're talking about a special quality of Tamei Mes, and that's only the din of the Chalal Cherev, Cherev Hari Yikachon. Omer Rabbi, Shema Mino Kasev Rabbi Kiva, Tumas Mashkin, Letami Acherim Di Oiraisa. The Tumas Mashkin that we're talking about over here is the Shemen, that now has been upgraded to a Rishoin, and it can be Metame now Oichlin Min HaToyra. What's the right? These are good ideas of the Rabbanon, Mechti Hainer Maiko Mahanya Lahai Shemen. Let's think about what this nair does to the shemen. Again, according to Rabbi Yehuda's Teretz, we're talking about that the nair is itself an avatuma, because it's metal. It touched an avatuma, it itself is an avatuma. So now the shemen touches this avatuma. So what happens to the shemen? So it goes from shlishi, it comes a rishon. So Freit Yimariyatz, Maika Mahanyele Lahai Shemen. What is the Chiddush now? If you're going to tell me that the shemen itself becomes posel, becomes tamei, how posel the koi? It was tamei until now too. It wasn't the rishon, it was a shlishi. Also tamei. So nothing happened. So therefore, lechoyda, what's the chiddush then? It's going to metame other things. How can shemen, which is a mashke, how can it be metame other things? A mashke can be machshir, but how do I know that a mashke can be metame? Or That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. Now that we understand what Rabbi Kiva is telling us, Rabbi Kiva is telling us that in the case of the Shemen that became upgraded from a Shlishi to a Rishon, something happened. What happened? That it remained Tamei, it was Tamei, it remains Tamei. Something happened that it can be Metamei Achrini, because until now it was a Shlishi, it can't be Metamei Achrini, right? By Trum it stays a Shlishi. Now that it's a Rishon, it can Metamei others. Who says that it can metame others? Who says mashkin metame? It is the charay that mashkin can metame other things min ha toira. That's the chiddush. Shma mina kasev Rabbi Kiva tumas mashkin metame achenim is dioy raisa. What did the Ner transform? What did it do to the Shemen? If you're telling me make itself possible, how possible it was Tommy Ray from till now. Muzuch zain to metami other things. Is the chasimin that it's metama other things min ha Torah. Frey Timur, who says? Mimai. Maybe the Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva is that Eina Chanami Min HaTorah Mashkin is not Mitami Ochel, and it's not Mitami other things Min HaTorah, but it's Mitami Drabanan. And therefore, that's what Rabbi Kiva is telling you. Even though there's a din of Mashkin Mitami other things Drabanan. So I would think I shouldn't allow for using this Shemen, which is a Shlishi, on this Ner, which is an Av, and it's going to transform the Shemen into a Rishoin. And this Rishoin is going to be metame midrabonon. Other things. Kamash Malon, no, we allowed for it. Rabbi Kiva says we allowed it, it's not a problem. Oh, so who says that it's metame other things midiraisa? Maybe it's only metame midrabonon, my iri metabet, in nochamul, me my, stop. So you want me my, dum metame achem, stak midrabonon. Who says it's minatayra? So this is a special halacha of mashkin drabon. That by mashkin, the chacham said a special din, that instead of it going down, it always goes up. In other words, typically, as we said, you go from an av to a rishon to a sheni to a shlishi. By mashkin, it's something that touches a mashkin, it can be upgraded automatically. A shlishi lamashal that touches mashkin can go up to a sheni or to a rishon, as opposed to going down to revi, it can go up, especially in a mashkin midraban. Ah, okay, so says our Gemara now, if that's the case, why do I have to talk about the shlishi touching the rishon? As soon as shlishi touches mashkin, anyway, it gets upgraded. So I don't need the special chiddush of Rabbi Kiva. That Rabbi Kiva is telling you that I allowed for the shemen shel shlishi to go and be lit in the ner of a rishon or the ner of an av, like the Gemara said in Rabbi Yehuda. I don't need to talk about that. Even if it touched tam mashkin, a mashkin which is a sheni, it would be upgraded midrabanan. Because imidraban my iri ba'avatimah. Why did you say, like Rabbi Yehuda said, that we're talking about that the ner was an avatumah because it was matchas and it became an avatumah, and therefore I'm putting a shlishi into an av, it'll be upgraded to a rishon. Even if it wouldn't touch an avatumah, even if it would touch a rishon, it's a more sheni, it would also be upgraded. Nami tchila have, it would have been upgraded to a tchila. Tchila means to a rishon. The reason why the Gemara uses the word tchila is to show you that it works backwards or upwards. Instead of going downwards like usual, instead of downgrading the tumah, goes tchila, it gets pushed up like it was originally, in other words, to a rishon. Where do I see this? Nan kol poisel is a trima, metame mashkin liyo is tchila. What means kol poisel is a trima? This kol poisel is a trima, that's a sigya that we had back in Masechtas Shabbos, where there the Mishnah, not the Mishnah, the Gemara, enumerated 18 special gezeirois that the Chachamim instituted, tumois midrabanan. L'moshel, what a tumois midrabanan? That stam yodayim are tameim. That's the mukkah for our washing our hands. That the Chum said, Stam Yadayim are tamei, but they have a din of a sheni. A din of a rishon or an avatama. Din of a sheni. Why? Because Yadayim Asconi is saying you don't know what they touched. So they have a din of a sheni. By chulin, it's not a problem, because it can't be mitam chulin anyway. It's only a problem by masa sheni, by trima, by kudushim. Aha. Okay, anyway, so the din is kol poisel a trima, anything which would pasel trima. What mean pasel trima? The word poisel is a very key term. Means that you make enough tumah to cause that thing to become tameh, but it doesn't transmit it further. If we use the lashon kol metameh, it means not only am I tameh, not only do I make the other thing tameh, but it has so much tumah that it could spread it one further madrega. When you say poisel, that means I have enough tumah to make this tameh, but then the tumah stops there; it doesn't continue on further. So the lashon kol poisel the tumah means any one of those 18. Which are oskerechent in Masechtas Shabbos, with the exclusion of Tful Yoyim, which we're going to speak about in a moment. All of those 18, their poiseless the truma means that they are shenis, and therefore they cause truma to become a shlishi. So if I have anything which is a sheni, and it touches mashkin, mitama mashkin yitzchila, it gets upgraded automatically that the mashkin now is no longer a shlishi or a sheni, it gets pushed up to a rishon. So it's mamish. This is a big, big, big chiddush. You're starting off with mashkin, which have this. You're starting off with a tumah, which is tumah of a sheni, it touches mashkin, not that the mashkin becomes a shlishi, the mashkin now becomes a rishon. So that being the case, why does Rabbi Akiva talk about such a strange case of a ner that became an avatuma? Because it touched Nebuchadnezzar. Aha. And now you're going to put shemen inside it, which was shlishi. And that shemen is now going to become upgraded to a rishon. Forget about that case. This shemen, if it were to go and touch any time by mashkin, when you touch it, automatically it becomes a rishon anyway. It becomes a tchila. So kol apoyzus a truma metama mashkin is tchila. So therefore, even if it wasn't a psaza fancy shmenzi ner that touched the tmei mes, anything that's going to touch the mashkin is going to go and be upgraded to the tchila. If that's the case, what's the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva? Except for Tvulyayim. The reason why the Mishnah says except for Tvulyayim, because Tvulyayim is not a drabanan. All the kalapaises of Truma are drabanan. Tvulyayim is Minatoira. How do I know the din of Tvulyayim Minatoira? Rashi Muhammad Aleph brought from the case of a Yerledes. Every Yerledes goes to the mikveh at the end of her first 7 days or 14 days. For the next 33 or 66 days, she is b'chinnis tohoira yimei tahara, but she's not allowed to go and eat Truma b'kotcha. Puzik says, "B'chol kodesh loisiga, v'la mikdash loisavoy, and malois yemei taros until the malois. Malois means until the end of the 40 days, or the end of the 80 days. And what happens over malois yemei taros? Levena levas tavin, and she has to bring her kabbalas. So that's on day 81. Now we finally have the head of shemesh. This is what we call a tful yom aruch. A normal tful yom is 5 minutes or an hour. This is a tful yom for 33 or for 66 days. But says b'chol kodesh loisiga, you now let her go and touch. It's the tful yom in atayr." So therefore, that's why that Mishnah says, "Kol apoyzus haTruma tam mashkin tchila chutz mitzvul yom," which is not a derabanan dikedin, it's a deraisa dikedin. Anyway, so bottom line is, Nachmu, why does Rabbi Akiva talk about a neshal matkus, which is an avatim and makes a shlishi and tarishin? Just talk about normally the mashkin get accelerated and upgraded because that's the din that mashkin become a tchila. Elishmamino is the charaya that the chiddush of Rabbi Akiva is that tumas mashkin the tamei achirim is not a derabanan. And that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that now when the shemen becomes tamei, it gets dinam of being metamemena toira.